Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Now we're going on to Ms. Jessica Matthews, who is a poet. And her first work really made quite a splash because it won the 2013 Marketing NewAuthors.com Passion for Poetry Poet Winner. And we are so honored. So let us start with Ms. Matthews. Tell us what got you started, your favorite poems. Just share with us, okay?
All right. I am an English teacher at Carmen Ainsworth High School. I teach 11th and 12th graders. And it just seems right that that I write as much as I preach to my kids. I'm constantly telling them, you need to write, you need to write, you need to write different styles. And, you know, it's one of those things that if you're going to make kids do it all the time, I should make myself do it all the time too. So poets are weird people because they do write, they just don't share their writing. And I don't know if it's a fear of doing that. I think actually, yeah, that's the reason. It's a fear of sharing the things that kind of go on in your head. So I've been writing since high school. I've had different pieces that I've written and put away and saved and go one day, one day, one day. And then I started to think of when is that day going to come? So I am very lucky to have a very good friend who actually is also an author from Mana, Carrie Matter, who came to me, and it was the summertime, it was July, and she came and said, hey, I need you to go to this workshop with me. And I was in the middle of doing summer school, and in order for me to do that, I had to not go to summer school, which means I was skipping school. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. And so I went with Carrie and a couple other friends of mine. And on that day, there was a presentation from Dr. Ferry, and she was there to talk about publishing, why you should publish, some things to consider, different packages you could have. And, you know, I'm listening to her, and I'm like, this woman has a lot of good things to say, and I'm furiously writing. And at the very end of her presentation, she goes, hey, by the way, we have a contest. And so I'm like, contest? Interesting. And she went through and said that there's one for just poetry. And I remember my friend Carrie turning to me and poking me with her pencil, going, there's a poetry contest, because she knew that I did that. So I was like, okay. And Dr. Ferry went through the guidelines, and she said 50 poems, which I was like, oh my goodness, that's a lot of poems. Oh, can I do 50? But that was my driving force. That's what made me write the book. I was looking for a good challenge. I was looking for an opportunity to have my voice heard, and that day I got going right on writing poetry and writing more. I used some that I had from the past, and then I used new ones, and the contest ended in October, and I was like, okay, I have a lot to do if I'm going to do this by October, but I was on a mission. So that contest being presented to me on that day gave me my mission of saying, I'm going to do this, and whatever happens, happens. So I spent the summer writing and part of the fall writing, and I'm part of this writing group due to coming to that whole event. We all meet together, and they stayed on me, and they were like, you have to write, you have to write, you have to finish, show us your work, show us your work. And I kept going and going, and I think it was 4 days before the contest deadline I sent in my work. And I was like, hey, whatever happens, happens. At least I achieved what I wanted, which was writing the 50 and sending it in and taking the chance. So time passes. It's the day before Christmas Eve, and I get this email from Mana telling me that I won the contest, which I was floored. I was like, no, you know, and here I am, you know, calling people and emailing everyone going, you guys are not going to believe this, not going to believe this. And I call my parents. And I said, hey, I got a hold of my dad. I said, Dad, I got something cool for Christmas. And he's like, what's that? And I said, I got a book. And, you know, he was like, well, you know, I knew you would. My father's always known I was going to be a writer. I told him when I was in fifth grade, I'm going to write a book. And he's the one who reminded me of that. I totally forgot. But he was like, of course you won. You know, of course you got your book. You deserve a book. And so I found out that day, and my book came in March. And so I'm not like Mr. Wheeler. I'm not used to being an author yet. but I'm working on it. I'm definitely working on it. When people say, hey, you're an author or you're a writer, I giggle like a little kid because I think it's just such a great opportunity. It's a great gift. It's something I've always wanted, and to actually get it is an amazing feeling. So I remember going through February, writing back and forth with Dr. Ferry, and she's like, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is your book cover. What do you want different on the cover? And, you know, I'm just sitting here going, I cannot believe this happened, you know? So it really didn't become official to me until I went to my mailbox and got to hold my first copy of the book. That's when I was like, you pulled this off, you did this. And I remember taking the book. I knew it was the book, but of course I'm taking my sweet time opening it because it's just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is it. And I took the book into my bathroom, and I open it up, and I look at it, and I look at the cover, and it's got my name on it, my bio on it, and I just started crying. I was overwhelmed. I was just like, this is official. So I know I'm an author. I'm just getting used to it. This is the best way to put it. I love being an author. I'm having a great experience being an author. It's one of the best things I've done. I've met new people because I'm an author. I've gone to places I've not paid attention to because I'm an author. And it wouldn't have happened if I didn't take a chance. That's the main thing I think that people struggle with, is that you sit back and you say, I'm going to. And the main thing you need to ask yourself is, what are you waiting for? I don't know why I took so long to do it, but when I felt the right time to do it. Whenever you know that time is, you'll know. And once it hits you that you say, I deserve to have my voice out for everyone to read and to see, you should do it. And if the time is now, you need to take advantage of it. And so I'm glad that I skipped school to go to learn about the opportunity. I'm glad that I listened to Dr. Ferry when she came in. I'm glad I took the opportunity to do this, because it has changed my life more than I could even express in the words, to be honest with you. I decided to name the book Simply because I love irony, and it's, people read it and go, Simply, that means it's a nice little book. And nothing really, you know, controversial, nothing, you know, too thought-provoking, and it's actually the complete opposite. Simply is more so simply all the things that make us human. So, love, heartache, depression, success, nature, family, all those things that all of us on this earth enjoy, that's simply what it's about. And that's why I wanted to have that name where people look at it and go, it's a nice, beautiful word that I think is underestimated in our society. We throw it around a little too much. But when we simply sit back and think about things, we're all the same. And so I went through and I wrote about different experiences in my life, a lot in the last 2 years. And I've gone through good things. I've gone through bad things. I've gone through life-altering different things that I thought that it's important for me to write about. So I wrote about losing my grandfather last year. That brought on a lot of the writing. I wrote about being in a hospital after having a blood clot. I almost died 8 years ago from DVT, which a lot of people don't know a lot about. So it's a way for me to give my testimony about me surviving when people read that poem. I wrote about my family, my mother, my father, my lovely nephews, all three of them. I made sure to include all of them in there. People who have made me better, people who have hurt me. And writing is my therapy. That's the best way to put it. I want people to hear what I have to say because a lot of people have gone through the exact same things. So that's how I came up with this collection of poetry. I think the group that I've shocked the most are my students. It's a different thing when they know you write and then they see it officially in print. That brings you a totally different level of respect with kids. I was actually lucky enough to be chosen to be commencement speaker because I got this book. When the book came out and kids started to read it and kids started talking, all of a sudden I'm being asked to be commencement speaker. So a couple weeks ago I talked in front of thousands of people, which I never would have had without having this opportunity with the book. But I love shocking the kids with the writing. I had times where they asked me to read and times where they read it themselves. where they would trade off reading stories. So one of my favorite poems in the book is called Lack of Professionalism, and it's a teacher's wish list, and it's the things that teachers think about that they wish they could say aloud, but they can't, because you always have to be so professional. So this one, of course, as always, is for my kids. Once, just once, I want to lack professionalism. To take off my heels, my dressy socks, and place my worn-out, damp feet with toes twitching on my desk. To unbuckle my pants and undo my zipper. Just enough where my muffin top can ooze out and settle at the top of my dressy pant line. With excitement, I would reach back and unhook my bra. Slide it off swiftly, exposing my heavy bosom under my silky shirt, and tossing that binding device to the floor, enjoying the comfort of truly being free. I would want someone to come to my door so that I could curse at them, tell them truly about themselves, and have them rush briskly out of my classroom door. I wish I could chew my gum and crack it noisily, blow bubbles so large that they burst in my face, with their sticky remains plastering my nose. I would push all the paperwork of the day, the mounds of notes, students half done or copied assignments, and the demands with my overworked hands, and push those documents to the floor so that they scatter everywhere like confetti thrown on New Year's Eve. I want to be that comfortable and lack professionalism. The first time I read that poem to kids, they about fell out the chair. They're like, oh my gosh, that's what you think of us. I'm like, well, sometimes it's just what happens, you know, teachers need an outlet. But I write about work sometimes, not a lot. So there's another poem in there, Annoying Student, where it's better for me to write about the child than to actually, you know, make a spectacle of myself or the child in the middle of my classroom. And I try to write about all kinds of different things and dreams too. And so the first poem that I wrote as soon as I heard about this contest was I Wanna Be, and it's one of my favorites. And I love it because I thought about it while sitting at a bookstore and looking up at all the authors up that they painted above their cafe. And I mean, it's a beautiful painting with all these great names. And I looked and there was not one African-American female in the painting. And it was just driving me nuts. I kept staring at it going, why? Why is there no African-American female? Why? And there was only actually one African-American. There was Langston Hughes, which is my favorite poet. But I was just looking going, well, I don't understand why there's not one there. And so when I decided that I was going to do this, I was like, well, why can't it be me? It should be me. If I work hard enough, it can be me. So I looked at that painting, I sat back, and I wrote I Wanna Be. And it's one of the things that I always read especially to students, because I want to be the right example. I want them to say, if you want something, to go get it. So this is another one. This is the very first poem inside of my book, simply. It's titled I Want to Be. I want to be one of those poets that children read aloud in high school. The one that kids research, perform with damp hands and sweat-drenched foreheads in front of their classmates for grades. To be one of those poets. It makes kids' minds wander, dream, laugh, cry while performing. I want to be one of those poets that students stumble to find the right tone, the right pauses, the right feelings to portray a deep message. One that makes kids' hearts race with nervousness and soar with feelings of pride after finishing their performance. I want to be one of those poets that will be remembered for the ages. Dylan Thomas, Langston Hughes, County Kellen, Mary Elizabeth Fry, and me. I guess the best thing I can tell anyone who's thinking about being published is if you want to do it, you do it. You have every right to do it. If you have big dreams, I have big dreams, I hope that this will help me to go towards those dreams. You need to stop waiting and you need to take the initiative now, because there's no time better than the present to go ahead and become a writer.
Thank you. Okay.